This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Like I said to you in hour one, Wayne is by some stream somewhere, skipping rocks across it and dodging, I don't know, grizzly bears. I don't know where he is, but again, he's enjoying a couple of days off. My name is Lee Elsie, and you can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com, if that's too hard to spell. It's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you. We get a lot of people who are weighing across the country about different things, and I always appreciate that. Listen, before we get into our next topic, I want to remind you guys, since I've been coming on the USA Radio Network, we've been talking about the National Medical Records Review. It's your personal second opinion. And when my friend said they're going to start this up because they want to help people out, because there are people out there who are confused and sometimes don't know exactly what's going on, I'm like, this is a home run. So here's the deal. You can go online, nationalmedicalreview.com. That's nationalmedicalreview.com. Or you can call 800-254-8571. That's 800-254-8571. And the deal is, maybe you are literally drowning in medical information. You have gotten a diagnosis, and you're bewildered. You're confused. You're sort of uncertain about what to do next. And you don't necessarily want to go to your own doctor, because that can be a little bit embarrassing. Here's the deal. You call these guys up, 800-254-8571, and they'll talk to you. And it's no charge until you take it to the next step, and you send them your stuff, and they'll take a look at it and give you an idea as far as what the next best case course of action is. Excuse me, the next best course of action, whatever that might be. They've got over 20 years of experience, no initial cost, a legacy of excellence. It's just, you know, you're put in this situation, this life sort of altering situation, this fork in the road, and you don't know necessarily what to do. And again, maybe your doctor's a great doctor, but you just want to hear it from somebody else, and they may concur with what the original doctor said. Maybe they'll give you a different idea. But it's definitely worth it for you to give these guys a chance. 800-254-8571. Once again, nationalmedicalreview.com. All right. A couple things. Now, we have been overwhelmed with race, right? Overwhelmed with race here lately. And I did a little research. I've done this before in the past. This is something that I dug up relatively recently. But there's always been this debate about fatal shootings, right? And fatal shootings, why is it, or apparently, at least the media would like you to believe that more often than not, it's black Americans being shot. Now, in the debate over fatal police shootings of minority citizens, one theme is persistent. White officers, rather than non-white officers, are primarily responsible for black Americans being shot by police. Now, the question is this true? However, the black citizens are more likely to be shot by white citizens. Is that, again, is this all, is it true? Well, according to this database that I was looking into, of the 917 fatal shootings by on-duty police officers in 2015 from over 650 police departments. The initial list was developed from a list of fatal shootings compiled by news organizations such as the Washington Post and the Guardian. The characteristics of police officers who shot civilians closely reflect the pool of officers nationwide. 73% of all police officers are white, 12% are Hispanic, 12% are black. By comparison, 79% of officers involved in shootings in 2015 were white, 12 were Hispanic, 6 were black. So essentially what you're getting by this latest study is that the same percentage of people who are white shoot black, perps, and same. In other words, the population directly correlates to who gets shot. It's really pretty simple. It's really right there in front of everybody's face. Black Americans have more contact with police, according to the study, which at least partially explains why black Americans are shot by police at higher rates than their population represents in the U.S., but only slightly higher. The best predictor of the race of a person fatally shot was the amount of violent crimes committed by members of that racial group. That suggests that reducing the fatal shootings of racial minorities by police will require policymakers, civic leaders, ordinary citizens to address factors that are dealing with all of that. So I guess the bottom line, without having to read it, and apparently I can't read tonight for some reason, but the bottom line is that it pretty much accurately represents the numbers that are actually the numbers of people who exist. 79% or 75% of police officers are white. So 79% of office shootings are white officers. So there really isn't that big of a difference when it comes to that. And then again, I apologize for my inability, for whatever reason, to not be able to talk during that segment. Sometimes that happens to me, right? Well, I guess it's, this is hour 8 of my broadcast day as far as being on the air. Not that I'm complaining. I want to do one of those marathon, maybe 24-hour straight broadcast scenarios, just to see what my brain is like in hour 23. How loopy I get. Because there's a chance that I will, in fact, get loopy. Hey, Megan Rapinoe, to change gears a little bit. Megan Rapinoe, I guess, apparently the media blitz continues. If you care about this at all, and I'm not sure that you will, but there will be a book out in the fall of 2020. Penguin Books calls it honest, thoughtful, unapologetic take on everything, her take on everything from soccer to gay rights. But Megan Rapinoe is coming out with a book in 2020. I'll be sure that I'll be first in line to get that at the bookstore. Or maybe not. Or maybe not. Let's see. Death penalty. Let me go through this a little bit. Let me just go through a couple of different stories that are floating around. I talked about this last week, but the Attorney General, William Barr, has ordered the first federal execution since 2003. He's ordered these executions of 5 inmates by lethal injection using a different method that had been used before. Barr said on Thursday, the Justice Department upholds the rule of law, and we owe it to the victims and their families to carry forward with the sentences that have been imposed by the murderers. So bottom line with that is I give that a double thumbs up. I've said it before. Listen, I'm not a barbarian necessarily. Would I be for people dying the way that they kill the folks that they actually murdered? Sure. I mean, if you shot somebody in the back of the head, maybe you should be shot in the back of the head. But we're living in a supposed humane society. So again, as long as these heinous, horrible, just brutal individuals are put down, I'm good with that, whatever they decide to do and however they decide to do this. You know, there was another thing that had happened that I thought was interesting. I may have brought this up on Friday. I'm not really sure, but let me just throw it at you really quick. Pennsylvania sent out hundreds of letters this past week telling parents who had lunch debt to pay their debts or their kids would go into foster care. Now, obviously, they were going a little above and beyond. They weren't going to send their kids to foster care. But the letter, which was reviewed by CNN, told parents that they have been multiple letters sent home with your child and no payments. So in this particular school district, you actually have to pay for your kid's lunch. I mean, you got to pay for lunch. There's no free lunch necessarily unless you are below a certain level as far as what money you have. And these families were not in that lower bracket. So the school needed to get paid for the services that they rendered. And in some cases, parents owed as much as almost $500 in one case. And the school as a whole was owed $22,000. So a quick question, rhetorical, because we don't need to take phone calls on this. But, you know, if you're in a school district and you're going to school and you have the money, quote unquote, you're not on welfare, you're not on food stamps, or you're not the ultra poor, and those kids, nobody should go be hungry in school. God forbid. No, of course not. We're not talking about that. But if you fit a certain criteria and you're not paying your debt, well, you're just milking the system. You're breaking the system. And that can't happen. And that can't happen. So anyway, that was happening in Pennsylvania, and apparently the school district got serious and got angry with that. Now, this happened in my own backyard, this next story I got to share with you. And when I actually read it the first time, I was actually almost, well, I was so disturbed by it, and I have held on to it for about a week. But you may not have heard this across the country. I know you're listening in some places in Vegas and in Minneapolis, New York, Oklahoma City, St. Louis. Again, we got a call tonight from Utah. This happened probably, I don't know, maybe an hour ride from where I'm sitting right now in Connecticut, in Bloomfield, Connecticut. Maybe you heard about this. It did make national news. But here in Connecticut, it actually threw me for a loop. So this Muslim group in Connecticut, now they own a, they're a butcher. They're a butcher shop. They have, they sell meat. Okay? Well, apparently this halal market is in a Home Depot, shares a parking lot with Home Depot. And there was a cow that apparently they were going to slaughter. And it got away, started running away. And police actually have video footage of it. And these SOBs, this halal Muslim slaughterhouse, these, I mean, I wish, if I was there, I tell you, someone would have took a beating. I can tell you that. I can guarantee it. But with kids around and a cop there, these monsters slit this cow's throat in the Home Depot parking lot. I'm not making it up. Horrible. Horrible. And again, I don't know what's going to happen to them. Probably nothing. But to me, man, that is not the way I want to live my life. All right, I got to take a break. Sorry for the fumbling in the beginning. We'll get back on track. It's the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm a capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
All right, we are back just a few minutes before we got to take a break to the bottom of the hour. But my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Back out to Vegas we go. And Diane is waiting. Diane, thanks for being out there. What's up?
Hey, I was going to comment on that lunch program, you know, yeah. If you don't pay. Hey, you know what? On some, depending on what grade they're in, some days those people, some days as a parent, you go ahead, take the kids. You can have them.
Repossess the kids?
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, you can have them.
You owe $400. If you don't pay, we're taking your kids. All right, thank you.
Yeah, here, take them. You don't even have to give me change.
Hey, I got to ask you, I saw those grasshoppers out in Vegas. What was that like?
Oh, yeah. They're harmless. on the list, but they're swarming like crazy.
Has that ever happened before?
To party and, pardon?
Has that ever happened out there before? I don't remember that, ever.
You know, I got to tell you the truth. I've never seen them this bad, and I've been here like 30-some years.
Right.
So, yeah, they're really crazy.
It's my
little neighbor girl, she was walking down the middle of the street. It's 114 outside, and there's no shade, but there's shade on the sidewalks. And I'm going, well, how come you're walking in the middle of the street? And she said she was afraid of the grasshoppers. they didn't come in the middle of the street, but they were all over the sidewalks. And I just told her they don't bite. So once you learned that, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, they're not.
She still
too bad.
Ran into the house really fast, though.
Well, listen, Diane, very funny. You made me laugh. Thank you again. Okay, sure. Repossess the kids. Take them back. I can see a lot of parents probably doing that. Sure. Use them up. Again, when I owe the big money, you could just keep the kids, put them to work, and when they pay it off, I guess I'll reluctantly take them back. All right, yeah, pay it off by the end of the year. Like a layaway program. Like at Sears, you know? Or does Sears still exist? Are there any Sears out there? Yeah, we had one that just closed in our hometown, but I think across the country. Walmart has layaway, sure. Walmart, I think Walmart is the biggest, isn't the biggest employer now this side of the federal government in the entire country? Walmart, I think. I tell you, I've said this before, I'll say it again, since we're speaking about Walmart. If you're an FBI agent, right, and you're in need of finding a convicted felon, a felon, somebody's on the America's Most Wanted, just walk around your local Walmart. I guarantee you that that's chock filled with every single derelict that's known to man. I had to go to the Walmart the other night. I decided to buy my dog one of these plastic pools, and they don't make, I guess, just a plastic pool that's like $10. You got to go in there and buy one that you have to pump up. They don't have, at least the Walmart doesn't. And it was late at night, and I wanted to buy it for him for the next day so that he can go swimming in the next, you know, in the little pool the next day. But, man, it was like 10 o'clock at night, 10:30 at night, and there was just every single, sorry to say it this way, lowlife imaginable crawling around that store. Just incredible. You know, piles filled with food, huge, just, and you know, I shouldn't say it. I was going to say, it's like they're all heart attacks waiting to happen. Nobody under 300 pounds, including the women. Everybody needs to shave, including the women. Welcome to Walmart. I bet you they weren't filming a commercial that night. I can tell you that. All right, we got to get to the break before I get in more trouble. We'll take a bottom of the hour break. I'll come back. I have a whole list of stories that I'll ramble through. And if you want to call in, we'll have plenty of time to take some more calls. 833-927-8255. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gilroy, California Police Chief Scott Smithy says officers responded to a mass shooting at a garlic festival in less than a minute. Smithy says it's that quick response that certainly prevented more deaths.
Despite the fact that they were outgunned with their handguns against a rifle, those three officers were able to fatally wound that suspect, and the event ended very quickly.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, is under attack from Democrats over blocking bills aimed at boosting election security. McConnell took to the Senate floor and defended himself.
In public, some of my colleagues quickly pivoted right back into hysterical accusations that only fan the flames of this modern-day McCarthyism.
The Kentucky Republican also says he's been consistently critical of Russia for years. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You can speak.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Yes, raw and unfiltered. No Wayne Allyn. No, easy for me to say. No Wayne Allyn Root tonight. I am going to slow down my speech. Jesus, goodness gracious. Take two. I was going to say, in my brain, I was going to tell you that I was too pretty. I'm too pretty for TV, which is why I'm not on that Newsmax tonight. But I didn't get it out, so you should just start over. My name is Lee Elsie. The email address is leeelsieradio@gmail.com. 833-927-8255. We can go political free, if you'd like, the final half hour of a Monday broadcast. You probably had a tough day. You probably worn out from a nice weekend or a hot weekend, depending upon, you know, where you may be living. We've heard from Vegas quite often tonight, and it's like 110 degrees. I know in Dallas, where Chris is, it's probably over 100. It was 95 here on the East Coast. Oh, only 92, so a cool streak over in Dallas. But maybe there's something else on your mind. Maybe there's something else that's bothering you. But and then again, maybe you just want to do nothing but politics and Democrat and Republican. And tomorrow night is the debate. And somehow, some way, we're going to try to, at least in the final hour, you know, maybe bring a little bit of that to you, if we can. We'll see if we can't pull that off technically. And I'll comment on some of the things that are being said. I think the All-Star night is Wednesday night, though. I think that is Kamala Harris night and Joe Biden night. So we'll follow that. But that's tomorrow night. And the Democrats will line up in a nice little row, and they'll try to wow you and woo you and try to win your favor. But pretty much they all say the same thing. I mean, within just a few degrees of political separation, whether it be abortion or gun control or Medicare for all or free stuff for all, they're all kind of on the same page. I did want to comment on this. Two-thirds of voters approve a citizenship question on the 2020 census that includes a majority of Hispanic voters. You might not realize that, but yes, in fact, a lot of the Hispanic voters, and I've always thought this. Think about this. If you did due diligence, and even if, you know, you have family members who did due diligence, and they got into the country the right way, I would be mad as hell if folks were circumventing the law to get into the country and reap the benefits, right? I mean, to me, if they were Italian, I'd be mad. If they were Irish, I'd be mad. Or Asian, I'd be. It doesn't matter, you know, what nationality they are. If they're breaking the law, then I would be angry about that. And I'd like to know how many of those folks are here in this country right now. And I think it's a fair question. So, again, two-thirds, 67%. Of folks who they did this survey with would like to see that citizenship question on the next census. I actually think, as sort of a revolt against the citizenship question, if they're not going to put that citizenship question on, none of us should fill it out. Because, you know, why should I be responsible? Why should I give the government a look into my world when folks who are here illegally breaking the law don't give me a look into theirs? Nobody's going to come round them up because of this. No one's going to use the census to go knock on doors, although they probably should. But that's not the reason that we need these numbers. We just need to know how many people are actually living here and are doing so hiding in the shadows. So a large, overwhelming proportion of people out there believe, even people in the Latino communities, want to see that on the next census. Whether or not it gets there, we'll see. That, again, came from a Harvard University poll, which was out just the other day. A couple other things. Here's something interesting. If you're looking for work, right? Maybe you're tired of what you do. You're tired of living in that cubicle 7-8 hours a day, right? You don't like the way your coworker smells or looks or whatever. And you don't like what you do. You're bored. Well, guess what? Applications are now being accepted for the White House internship program. It's a 3-month experience which begins in January of 2020. Imagine being right up close and personal, rubbing elbows with Donald Trump. Because that's what interns do. They're constantly around the president. Anyway, you can have that experience. An interesting time. an endeavor to a story that would last you a lifetime. Hopefuls must be at least 18 years old and be currently enrolled at college or recently completed their degree. U.S. military veterans with a high school diploma or equivalency, etc., etc. So there are a few basic qualifications that you have to actually pass. Applicants are selected based on their demonstrated commitment to public service, leadership in the community, and a commitment to the Trump administration. So if you're interested in this, and why wouldn't you be, you can go online, apply.whitehouse.gov/intern. That's apply.whitehouse.gov/intern. And maybe that's how you move up. Move up the ranks, man. Think about it. I mean, you could be hobnobbing. You could be making decisions with the president affecting the entire globe. I mean, you know somebody out there who's going to get into this program. Like, in the back of their brain, they're thinking to themselves, well, maybe. You know, maybe that that late night I'm there. It's not a Monica Lewinsky thing. This is different. I'm thinking something different. So I know where you're going, but I'm going someplace different. Late night, you know, Trump exhausted. The rest of the staff has gone home. You know, you're cleaning up pots and pans in the kitchen. Right? Trump's going for a glass of milk. He's going to watch, I don't know, who's on late at night? I don't even know anymore. Sean Hannity. There you go. Thank you. Going to watch Hannity. And then there you are cleaning up, and Trump starts talking to you, finds out you're bright, and all of a sudden you're making policy. Next thing you know, you got yourself a cabinet position. I know that's what you think. And then getting fired a day later on Twitter without even knowing. There you go. Did you guys see the fake president? Speaking of interns and speaking of people who got themselves in trouble, did you see the fake presidential seal? I mean, the first time I looked at it, I was looking at it and I said, okay, it doesn't really look right. And then you take a closer look. If you don't know what I'm talking about, President Trump gave a speech to a conservative youth group in front of a fake presidential seal, essentially mocking him. The guy who was responsible for the image, of course, has been fired. Turning Points USA says an audio-visual aid downloaded and projected the fake seal without looking at it closely, but where the eagle would be holding what it usually holds, I think it's arrows, right? There was golf clubs. And there was another sort of fake part about it, too. It was pretty funny. I mean, that's the kind of thing that even if you're the president, I mean, if I'm the president and I'm up there and, you know, I'm constantly mixing it up. That's my personality. And someone plays a practical joke like that on me. I mean, I got to be laughing about that, right? That's kind of funny, isn't it? I would think it's kind of funny. I would think it's somewhat hilarious. It makes me laugh. Transgender and people in North Carolina are now guaranteed to be able to use public bathrooms of their gender identity. Yeah, a federal judge has approved a settlement between the state and a group suing over its controversial bathroom bill. This is a little bit troublesome. I consider myself about as fair as possible when it comes to this. I was an actor. I've said this to you before. I hate to sound redundant. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I've worked off Broadway. I've been on soap operas. I've been around a lot of folks. Yeah, exactly. Who have alternative lifestyles, and I think most of them. Even the ones who would consider themselves transgender, I just don't know. You know, it puts younger kids in harm's way for really no reason, right? I mean, honestly, we're talking about a bathroom. I mean, if there's a potential that there are kids in that bathroom. Like, if you're talking about being able to use the bathroom at a strip club or a bar or a casino, okay, whatever. But if, you know, you're sharing a bathroom at the park and, you know, a 6'5" burly bearded transgender walks in and is going to the bathroom next to a 5-year-old girl, there's a problem. There's an issue with that. I'm sorry. I hate to burst your bubble. But a federal judge has approved a settlement between the state and a group suing over its bathroom bill. The agreement prohibits the state officials and employees from stopping transgender people from using bathrooms of their identity. So that means any man at any time, because they identify as a female on that given day, can go into a bathroom and do their business, no matter who's in there. And I'm sorry. When it comes to this kind of stuff, I am very open-minded. But, man, I'll tell you, if I don't have any daughters, and if I had a niece or cousin who was young and was put in that spot, man, I'll tell you, that would not be pretty, because it's just not fair to the kid. It's just not fair to the kids. It really isn't. No one's talked, very few people have been talking about this human trafficking with the Marines. This is a crazy story. So the Marines stationed at Camp Pendleton in San Diego, smuggling undocumented immigrants across the border for personal gain. Listen, we're always behind the military. I mean, but man, this is not a good look. Anyway, eight other Marines have been questioned in related drug offenses, also some issues with Navy SEALs, so not a good look, not a good week last week, certainly, for both those military outfits. All right, listen, we've got one final break, and we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll spend some time on some other stories. Stick around. Once again, my email address, leelcradio@gmail.com. The phone number is 833-927-8255. This is the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Wade Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now that's a band I like.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen. Really, he's got the next 3 nights. Well, counting tonight, he's got tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday night off. He'll be back full out 3 hours on Thursday. Not, like I said, my name is Lee Elsie. I normally fill in when Wayne takes off, and they have been kind enough, the USA Radio Network, to give me Thursdays from 6 to 7, so that's always a lot of fun. And it's funny, me and Chris off the air. Listen, sometimes I got to unplug from politics. I'm sure you feel the same way, right? You have to. But I, we were talking about what music we like and what music, you know, he's a little, Chris a little bit heavier maybe than me. But I think the best concert I ever went to, I don't know, think about this. What was the best concert that you've ever seen? I'm sure you guys talk about this from time to time. But mine would shock you. It was Ozzfest, believe it or not, in Hartford. And probably the coolest thing that I've ever seen at a concert was the band Slipknot, and what they had the crowd, all like 25,000 people all jump at the same time. It was like an earthquake. It was pretty cool. I don't know. I just, Chris talking about that. Chris, executive producer extraordinaire, talking about that off the air, and it made me think about that one magical day in Hartford when Slipknot and Ozzy and the rest of the crew played and went kind of crazy. All right, so what do I have here? Well, how about this? Here's a story. Actually, Wayne just tweeted this out. A Brazilian steakhouse has apologized to law enforcement officials right out there in San Antonio, Texas, after a manager asked an armed officer to leave the restaurant. The incident took place on Saturday at the downtown San Antonio location of Fogo de Chao, I guess, during which the manager reportedly requested the police officer leave because of the gun. Let me tell you guys something. The police officers, the guards, anybody who is protecting the security of an area, security guards, police officers, whatever it is, even it's campus police, hospital police, these men and women, when they go into your establishment to get a coffee, to get a meal, to get a sandwich, to get a milkshake, man, you should treat them just like you treat the military, like gold, okay? Like gold. And when I hear stories of donut shops, kicking police officers out because they make customers feel uncomfortable. I vow never to go back to that chain restaurant again, and I have stuck to my guns, pardon the pun, with that. Okay, I won't even mention the restaurant, the donut shop in question. But if you're a police officer and you're out there putting your life on the line every single day and you want to stop in to get a coffee and they don't serve you because you make the rest of the folks who are getting their coffee and having a donut and sitting down uncomfortable, shame on the restaurant, first of all, shame on the donut shop. And bravo to the cops, because if you don't know that story, cops got out and just walked. They left, didn't say anything. But to me, man, if anybody ever calls for assistance in that place or that parking lot, man, I would go in slow motion to get there, to be honest with you. Nothing makes me more angry than the disrespect of the police, because there's no place for it. I've said it before, and again, I get it. You know, the blue flu, and the idea of the blue flu, who ends up being the ones that actually suffer, probably the very innocent people who don't deserve that. So, you know, maybe I have a second thought about the blue flu. I've said it before, if the cops aren't getting the respect, then the cops should get all the respect in the world. If they're not getting that, well, maybe they should sort of show everybody how important that they actually are. But then I thought about that, and, you know, one of the callers that I had gotten was actually probably right. The people who would suffer the most are the innocent people, and that's not what we want. But I'm just telling you, the police officers who are doing their duties every single day, anybody out there who's working in law enforcement or helping people stay safe, firefighters are in that category as well. So are the first responders and the people who arrive at these scenes and are trying to give emergency aid. They're just the best, man. They choose a life that most people don't choose, and they see things on a regular basis that most people could not see. I mean, think about police officers. Go talk to a cop one day, right? Just casually. You know, you're at a game or something. And just start to talk to them. And if they're willing to open up even a little bit, and you realize that these are the men and women that are the first people on crash sites when people have gone through windshields, and, you know, when they're either decapitated or arms and legs are missing or faces are missing or necks are broken or they're trapped in their car and they're in incredible pain or they're on the sidewalk and, you know, their last breath or their last words are to a police officer before they pass away. That happens every day across the country. So rather than mock or take shots at law enforcement or firefighters, first responders, man, we should be patting them on the back just like we do the military 100%. All right, I want to thank Lowell Ponte, Dr. Murray Sabrin, Chris doing a great job, just a spectacular job. A lot of great callers tonight. I appreciate that, and it makes it go a lot faster. So, as always, I'll be here for the rest of tomorrow night and Wednesday. That wouldn't be the rest of the week. I'm losing it. I'll be here until Trumpin' Day Wednesday. All right, listen, you guys enjoy the rest of your night. Be safe out there on the highways and byways. I'll be back here at 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Western, and we'll do it all over again. Until then, I'll see you. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.